The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
Dog, it's basketball season. We don't care about what Debo got going on. What's going on, Hawks?
football news is happening, though, so calm down.
Brother, this says, are the Suns in trouble, and will the Nets even in series? It ain't got nothing to do with Debo. We can get to Debo late. He ain't coming to Philly.
This is bad because you're a basketball player. You ain't a football player.
He's not coming to Philly. You can chill out on the new.
I didn't say that.
Why has it told white walking for the rest? Dang.
Hey, Ann, what's your basketball team, man?
Kevin Durant is my basketball team, bro.
Before Kevin Durant came in the league, what was your basketball team?
Michael Jordan, brother.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Okay.
Don't get me started on what guy I am or what guy you are.
I'm Philly all day. I'm Philly all day. That's the guy I am.
I just seen your article. You was in here lying. Don't do that.
I wasn't here lying. I didn't say I was.
Starting early.
So what we not going to do is talk about what guy I am and what guy you are. You going to leave me alone.
Oh, we are going to start talking about it. Because you that guy.
My man said he played all over Philly.
No,
that man wrapped up his career in Albemarle County.
Did not. I never played for Albemarle.
Shit. So the article lied?
No.
Huh?
The article lied?
It did. I only went to Albemarle for freaking not even a year.
Did you try out for Albemarle?
No, I came too late.
They said you tried out for
him. Nope, never did. A day in my life. That's how I know the article is lying.
No, the article ain't say you tried out for him.
Oh, well. I never even tried out.
I sense a lot of hostility, man. You okayed the article.
I didn't okay the article. I told you. I don't even remember that article. That was 10 years ago. Remember. Over 10 years ago, I had no recollection of that article.
Okay.
One thing about not having no recollection, Google will always remind you.
News people are always known for putting stuff in the paper that's not true.
Damn, man, that's crazy.
I mean, it's almost bigging you up, though, to be honest with you. How he wrote it, he was bigging you up.
And when I read, I said, this is a damn lie myself. I know for a fact I didn't say that.
You said, self, why did you say that? And self said, man, you was just young.
I don't remember that at all.
At all, huh?
At all.
You don't recall.
I don't recall, remember, however you want to tell it.
My man said, recall. Name Paul. Shit.
So what did the article actually say?
So,
I haven't read it yet.
What did it say, Mr. Anthony, since you wrote it, read it?
Hold on, I could post. Nah, I ain't gonna post.
Hold on, I'm about to look for it. Let me look on. That was T, right?
Hey, Stephon, you want me to post it in the Jumbotron or nah?
I don't care. I'm just not true. I don't care. I stayed in here yesterday. I said, no, I did not. When Terrence said that, I said, no, I didn't.
What paper is it? Do you know?
It's here, a local paper here in Charlottesville.
A little local town Gazette.
Man, I mean, they did the write up on you, though, dog. I mean, it was you.
That was not me.
That was
it was you, the feature.
No, that was no feature. I was a freaking a guy that just moved in town, not even known in that town.
All right.
So far, you 5'8", bro?
You 44 in my hand, bro.
Man, hey Hawk, I said go ahead because I just moved to Charlottesville when I
got you. I got you.
Hey, wait a second.
He said, hold on, I got you.
Hey, we gotta go find this news person, man. He gotta be held accountable.
Yeah, man.
I agree.
Who did the write up? Who did it?
I have no idea. Don't ask me.
Hold on.
You was the one doing the interview.
I just told you I don't remember doing no interview.
So is it you don't remember or is it Cap? Which one?
Here it comes.
I don't remember. I have no recollection of the article.
Okay, you don't have no recollection.
How come hold on, man. What's going on with my Jumbotron not working? It's not like
what's up with your Summer Jam screen?
Yeah, what the hell? It ain't letting me show it. What is going on? It was doing this yesterday.
Because
Where old boy at? That posted it.
I tweeted it. So maybe one of y'all can share it in the Tron, but it ain't letting me share it in the Tron.
He ain't in here yet.
Okay.
But I tweeted it now. I said they kept the files. Twitter wars continue. The petty wars continue in the Twitter space.
Hey, to your topic though, it's about to get a little tricky for Phoenix, but This is the time for CP3 to show who he is.
Stephon got something.
I thought
about
we had
CP3.
Changed Stephon's name to Phoenix.
Yo, Myron, you on one today, yo. You've been on since this morning, yo.
Oh man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No, you good. Myron, you're the only one of the dudes that get a pass, yo.
Damn, he get a pass?
Yeah, he got passed. I told you he sounded like he a civil rights leader, man. I don't want no problems with him.
He said he sounded like he a civil rights leader. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
So, y'all still have the Suns winning or no?
I got the Suns winning.
I got them winning, but it's not going to be as soon as we thought.
It'll be in six.
I can see six. But CJ and B.I. showed that they can steal more than one.
You saw, but everybody said B.I. had to do that type of thing for them to win a game, and he did. So he'll just have to do that again.
Fact. Which he's capable of doing so.
He showed he's capable.
Oh, he definitely capable.
This is more like I said, this is more showing like CP got to be CP now.
I know y'all see that boy Trey Murphy contributing.
Yeah, Trey's struggling for real.
No, he ain't talking. He talking about Trey Murphy. The boy
he talking about Trey. Yeah, Trey. Yeah, that three ball.
He is knocking that open three ball down.
He's three, down. Right, and he's playing decent defense.
He is knocking that thing down. Make me proud. And I don't even like UVA. Yeah. But I like shooters. I'm a shooter myself, so I like shooters.
He's going to be legit next year. I mean, he's good this year, but next year he's going to take a step forward.
Now it's on Zion. Like, they keep talking about he want to leave, but they got a solid team in place. If he's who who they say he is, he should be able to get this team to a 4-5 team next year with no problem.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that clip? Did y'all see that clip of Alvarado trying to do that little sneaky stuff on Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Paul's like, get down the court.
hey, y'all, if Zion was playing, would y'all say the Suns has no chance?
We wouldn't say he wouldn't have no chance, but it'll go ugly.
Do you think he might mess up the flow?
I don't think he's coming back in the series, period.
I'm talking about just in general.
I don't think he's a big ball stopper, though, to be honest.
I mean, he would like to get out and run, and they going to run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who's playing well, Valanciunas. He's playing well.
But he's always been a guy that's been real physical down there, get you your rebounds, and he doesn't get bad shots.
I mean, he Aiden better show up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he showed up game one. He didn't show up last night, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he ain't show up last night. Valanciunas is he get real physical down there. You have to be ready to deal
with that all night. Valanciunas said, he said, I'm about that life, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every center he go up against, he get them issues, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time where I wanted Boston to go after him.
I knew Sean.
Some of these Eastern European dudes, man.
Yeah, he would have been a good fit.
Should I actually think Memphis would have been better off keeping him than trading him for Adams? But
they're very similar. Adams gives you a little more. I don't know.
Valanciunas shoots the ball better. He's a better free throw shooter, and he can take you to the three.
Adams is a little more physical.
Right.
That's all Adams is.
Yeah.
He can't do nothing else.
That dude will be all NBA in the 90s.
He's an old school goon.
Yeah.
With a smile on his face.
Looking like Aquaman.
So, Ahmad, I see it says Nets will even series. So, I'm assuming you got them winning tonight.
Yeah, I got them winning tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. But
They can't afford to go down.
Oh, yeah, if they go down 2-0, it's a wrap. But
what's a wrap if they go down 2-0?
Yeah, you don't want...
It don't look good because they don't play well at home.
Their record was better on the road than it was at home.
Yeah.
Throughout the season.
And for whatever reason, Kyrie plays better on the road. Even though he ain't really played at home too much this year.
Yeah. But when he first started playing at home, he had some bad games.
Yeah, it's like he likes to be cheered against or something. I don't know.
I got something about Fortnite.
I mean, yeah, this year, how many games he played at home this year? Like four?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Last year, he was good at home. I mean, last year, he was phenomenal. He's 50-49.
The key player tonight.
He went.
I mean, I looked at some numbers. KD's probably going to drop a gem tonight.
Yeah, he's dropping 40.
But if the key is if Kyrie can even give half of what he gave in game one, because if he can, they probably win. But if he tries to take over the game because of his hatred for Boston, that could take away from KD, and that could be a problem.
Shut up, Boston fan, with that fake-ass narrative right there. You was doing good till you threw that shit. He always, thinking he going to give me a great analytic breakdown, then he turned to Nick Wright.
How dare you call me Nick Wright? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I ain't
no Bron prophet.
Hey, did anybody see that guy that was on First Take this morning?
No, tell us about it, Stefan.
No. Whatever guest sportscaster they had, the dude was horrible.
What are you talking about? Which one?
What's his name, Stefan?
I don't know really his name. He was in the he has a sports podcast called Bad.
You talking about Mad Dog?
Yeah, Mad Dog. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Mad Dog always got them hot takes, man.
He's an old head. He's actually a baseball guy. He talks.
Mad Dog do that on purpose.
He's terrible.
He was horrible.
The most important guy tonight for the game is Steve Nash. Can he do some fucking adjustments in game? He's the most important.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Another one is Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown, he got to show up too.
Y'all phased him out pretty much.
But he was talking junk, and then he didn't back it up.
Yeah, he was talking jump, but you see KD had to try to, like, quiet down the material. Like, he got to relax.
But see, he forgot he going to play big man, and they're going to play two bigs, and he got to check one of them. Steve Nash got to fuck around and pay attention.
I said it on the last one we was on, and I'm going to say it again. Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge both have to see the floor sometime tonight.
Especially Aldridge, because we match up better against Claxton than we do Aldridge. We just do.
I think Claxton is more active on defense. That gives y'all offensively.
Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. I'm saying Aldridge needs to take some of his minutes.
I'm still going with either Patty Mills or one of the guards gonna have to sit.
Because Drummond struggled game one, big time.
He can't go out and pick and roll.
He got like four fouls real quick.
Because he can't guard a pick and roll.
Yeah. Slow feet.
Claxton is more active in a pick and roll and more active in the paint, but he's so real thin that, you know, you would like to see him down there.
Only thing about Claxton and Drummond is you feel confident sending them to the line.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like Claxton had, I want to say had that Claxton had 13, 8 boards, 3 blocks, a steal, but he was 1-for-5 from the free throw line.
And he airballed
by 1 point. So I mean,
hey yo, is Jason Tatum a top 10 superstar?
Superstar?
Yeah.
It's hard to say superstar. He's definitely a star. And
he's I give him top 20.
20? No, I'd give him top 10, but right in the top 10, not top 7 probably.
Top 10 player in the NBA?
Well, yeah. We got to start naming players because I'm going to lose count.
To open up the cast, I said top 20 for sure.
All
right. Yeah, 20 for sure. Yeah, not top. I don't think top 10.
All right. Well,
he's closer to that 10 than he is away from it.
Yeah, definitely closer.
He is at 20.
I will give him 15. I give him a definite 15.
He's still closer to that 10 than he is that 20. I'll give him that. Yeah. Top 12. Yeah, 12, 13.
But if you're going by just this year,
he's still going to be in that conversation. Yeah.
Just this year, I'd give him top 10. Overall, probably a little bit outside the top 10. He's played top 10 this year, this season.
The second half of the season, for sure.
Yeah, I was in the house when he dropped that 51 in D.C. I was there. Yeah.
And then he dropped 50-some against Brooklyn. I think he had 3 50-point games this season. I might be wrong.
You're a Boston fan.
Ron had 2 50-point games. I know Tatum had at least 2.
I know he had 2, but
let's see. Top 10 players this year. You got Giannis. You got those usual suspects. KD, Giannis,
Embiid.
You got Embiid and Jokic. You got Luka. You got Booker. You got
LeBron.
You got LeBron. That's 7.
Embiid.
We already said Embiid.
That's 8.
We already said Embiid.
I already said Embiid.
Right.
That's 7, so he might
Booker?
Be in
there.
Ja.
Ja, that's 8.
I don't know.
Steph got to be in there, too.
Steph? How many games? Well, yeah, Steph got to be in there.
Is Ja better than him, though, guy?
No. Is Ja better than who?
No.
You said Ja was in the top 10?
You said this year.
Right.
I ain't say overall.
This year, I don't think he's been that much.
Ja was up for MVP.
Yeah.
Come on. How many votes did he get?
Oh, my God, Jacob. That goalpost starting to sway now. It's starting to sway. Hey. I think Jason is in there, though. I mean, yeah. He is in there. Am I forgetting anybody in the East?
In the West, you got Devin Booker. I don't know if you put him in that
position. He already said Booker. He said Book. He said Ja. He said Jokic. He said Luka. He said Bron.
We're just talking on season. Is DeRozan in that conversation?
Ooh, DeRozan, yeah.
Yeah, if we're talking this season, then he got this to season. Be.
Yeah. I think Jason definitely in there. I mean, Trey up there this year.
Is Chris Paul? Did you say Chris Paul?
Chris
Paul ain't been playing.
He got hurt. Yeah, Chris got hurt this year.
Did you say Luka?
Yeah,
I said Luka.
Well, they got him at 8 on the NBA ranking for the season.
Who?
Tatum.
You got Tatum?
Yeah, they got him at 8. Tatum, yeah.
How about that?
There you go.
They got James, they got Giannis, Harden, Joker, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Chris Paul, and then Tatum.
And Harden needs to get the hell out of that list.
What James?
LeBron.
No, 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 no. James Harden.
Oh, get his ass.
No, you
out
said
of
you
here.
Said yeah, James.
I said
that
James first.
Have to get the hell out the list.
James Harden
list.
All the way the hell
that
out
one
of here.
Got to go.
That damn quitting ass dude.
Yes, sir. That man got to go.
This year.
Yeah, he ain't been top 10 this year.
Get him out of here, bro.
But you also got it. You also got to consider. I mean, as good as Jason Tatum's offensive game has been this season, his defense has been just as good.
Jacob, we already agreed that he was top 10. You ain't gotta approach the stand no more.
I'm trying to move my guy up. I'm trying to move my guy up.
God damn, bro.
Well, in that case, he'll move up because we're taking James off the list.
Man,
James Harden got to go.
They got John Morant like 16. That's crazy.
For this year.
So if you're starting a team, you want to start
James Harden though. Ain't no way.
Hey, if you're starting a team, you would rather start with Luka than Jason?
Yep.
I disagree.
That's fine. I knew you would, but I will go with Luka.
Luka's terrible on defense.
Okay. Everybody don't play defense, bro. But this is a classic a score versus who's joining?
Oh, it's doing
it. Steph, you need to go out.
Hold on. I've got to figure out who it is. It's Sid. Let me see.
Oh, Sid.
Check. Yeah, it was Sid. It's
Sid,
a classic,
it's you today.
Score versus facilitator and score. That's all.
All right. ESPN ranking has Kevin Durant as number one. Then it has Giannis at number two. Number three, they got LeBron James. Number four, they have Luke. And number five, they have Steph Curry.
You said they have Luka at four?
Yeah.
Shit.
No. Luka averaged 29-9-9, Brody. Like, what more? Like,
With no help.
Like, come on, man. Like, that kid can ball, bro. He just not. He Larry Bird. He ain't flashing.
Yo, Larry Bird was flashing.
Larry Bird shit was straight up and down, no special effects.
Man, shut up, Marn.
Larry Bird was flashy.
Man, only thing flashy was so his flashy, damn shorts being high. Flashing folks with them goddamn booty chokers on they wore back in the day.
Ahmad, you got to get your numbers right. He averages 28.
Cool. How many Tatum average?
Hey, Ahmad, you already know.
Around 27.
You already know.
By your stat calculations, your dude ain't better.
Hey, Ma. Number six is Joker. Number seven is Embiid. Number eight is Dame. Number nine is Anthony Davis.
And that's another list that got to go. Dame ain't played this year. AD with street clothes. Get him out of here.
Was Dame and AD this year, bro.
Dame and AD. Get out of here, yo.
And number 10, Harden.
Reading that damn fraudulent ass list that you.
So
this is ESPN.
I said, stop reading that fraudulent ass list.
Yeah, that list ain't based off this season, bro.
Tatum comes in number 14.
Man, that's wrong. He should be top 10.
This season, yes. That list.
Tatum played better than Harden. He played better than Dame. He played better than AD. Those three dudes quit. Who they have over Tatum?
That was before the season, though. I just look at the date of that.
Oh, that was before.
Man, you fired, bro. You fired, yeah, bro.
This dude in articles is just straight up L's this week.
Him in articles ain't there.
Steph, you fired. Your ass is fired, man. You Air Gordon. You out. You going to give him the Czar treatment today?
No, we're going to do that.
Czar the only one that get X'd out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's fun. You might not see Czar for a couple of weeks now, man. Look what you done.
No,
he was on this morning.
I'd be on Facebook Live.
Oh, you did one?
Morning.
I didn't even know you did one this morning.
Yeah, I do Facebook Lives in the morning. He looked forward to
it. I ain't never hopped on no Facebook Live.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And please don't.
Don't do it. Let Czar have that. That's his domain. He look forward to it. Like, if I don't go Facebook
I just got a new desktop. I may have to try it out.
If I don't go Facebook Live, he get angry. He'll start messaging me.
Where you at, dog?
Yeah, hey man, you ducking me?
what? You ducking me? Oh, quack mouth? Where he at?
Stephon, you lucky my Jumbotron not working, man, because you got an answer to this Daily Progress article, bro.
I don't, because I already said it was a lie.
No, it's a little different when the evidence in your face.
No. Why would I lie about something that boosts me up?
Hey, is there a link or anything that I can go to?
Go to my Twitter.
I just posted it.
Oh, your Twitter.
Yeah, just go to my last tweet. My bad, not share. Hey, Tone, bro, you trying to rap or you just going to chill in the gulags, man? What you going to do? Because I know you ready to...
Did you already talk about the Debo stuff?
No, go ahead.
We going to get to it.
Stephon got shot down, but you could talk about it because you know what I'm saying? You Jacob. We don't let Stephon do shit.
Where y'all think he end up? I think he probably a Jet.
With the Chiefs? Probably. They said the Chiefs going to get him. I'm lying.
No, somebody said...
Nobody said Philly.
Nobody said Philly.
Somebody said Packers. Somebody said Packers.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Dallas fans already all over it. I'm like,
Dallas fans?
What y'all giving up?
Damn.
Yeah.
Who they giving up. They got to give up somebody.
They think Jerry's rich, but there's a salary cap.
I mean, we do got the first round picks to trade for him, though, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if y'all, I thought y'all were going to be in on Tyreek Hill, and y'all didn't even.
Stephon, I am an Eagle fan just like you, but in good reason, we don't need to go out to D-Bow.
Stephon.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, my God. Yo, Seg, Ezek, I want to come back in.
Boy.
Yeah, why are you?
Oh, there you go again. Echo.
Yeah.
Yo, why you say that? Why you say the Eagles? Why you say you want him to come to the Eagles, Mark?
I'm about to ride you like the other school.
He's a true one. Like an outside receiver, that's a one. You know what I'm saying? The Eagles need a true receiver with a increased catch radius for Jalen. Like you need a receiver that's a big body.
Y'all need to be all over London.
Yeah, he need a big body receiver, bro, to help. That'll help his accuracy.
We do got a true one right now, though.
Who?
He's a 1B.
Yeah, I don't think D. Smith's a true. He's not the type of receiver that Jalen needs for his development. He needs a big catch radius receiver, a possession type, through the chains, don't have to have a lot of separation. Because those other guys are diminutive as far as whether their height or their body weight, they're smaller guys in a sense. You need a big. He needs
y'all need
a bigger
y'all
guy.
Need either Wilson or Drake London, boy from Ohio State or USC.
Y'all need a Mike Evans, but we already know that
you need a receiver like that from that.
And guess who Drake London's comp is? Mike Evans.
Hey, Sad, you got Ezra out of Twitter and then come back in, it'll go away.
Yeah, because I'm not going to act like you yesterday.
I did. Ezra left, and I can't.
You coaching him up, Steph?
Yeah, that's what I had to do yesterday. I couldn't hear him, but he probably can't hear us, but we can hear him.
Zed said you ain't got a proper mic, and then it came back to get him in the ass.
Hey, Chris, what's good with you, my guy?
Yeah. What up,
though, my guy? You capping, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, about to go pick little man up from school and get to the crib. Spaces at 5:30. But, yeah, you know, I'm listening.
What's happening tonight, Chris? Celtics and Nets.
What up, Jacob? Celtics and Nets, I could only look towards the Boston Celtics.
Hey.
Hot take. Honestly, I can see it going either way, Jacob. I'm not picking a side.
I do too. I do too.
I'm definitely not picking a side. What I will say though, Jacob, I think you know a lot of it. I think Brooklyn definitely had a chance to win that game. You know, to certain people, they should have won that game, but you know they got out rebounded. You know, they turned the ball over more. Brooklyn was the better team. They just let that lead slip away, man. I mean, Boston was the better team in my estimation. They just let that lead slip away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more devastating if Brooklyn wins that game and Kevin Durant has that type of game that he had where, you know, he didn't hit his points, he didn't get his rebounds, he didn't get assists, You stopped the whole little Bruce Bowen and Bruce Brown in the middle of the floor floater slash assist type thing. And KD has 60 turnovers. So if you lose that game, it's a little more devastating. I actually think that that motivates them to win game two even more, you know? So if I had to pick a side, I roll with your guys tonight, but I'm staying off the side. I'm on Marcus Smart, though. I'm definitely
Celtics by five.
Ooh, by five. That's a spicy take. I can see it. I couldn't talk to you off of it.
Stephen's the biggest Boston fan this series. He already said that, though.
Yeah, I think Boston to win too, man. I think people still underestimating how good, or maybe the casual fan doesn't get a chance to watch Boston as much. But Boston, I said it before, I keep saying it. Defensively, like, it's the reason why KD struggled. He ain't just the struggle because they played against
the Rockets.
Like he struggled because Boston is the best defensive team in the league. And you know, all this back and forth between KD and Kyrie, both of them going for 40. I don't think either one of them gonna get 40 in the same game collectively. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Boston defense got to get some kind of credit. I do think that KD is the best offensive scorer in the league, and I think that Kyrie is, you know, one of the best as well. But we can't take away from what you know the Celtics were able to do defensively, and that was without Robert Williams as well. Collectively, they have more cohesion as a team. You know, they've been playing better. Playing together longer. You just got this makeshift roster where you throw Kyrie in, where he's been playing home games for like, you know, 72 seconds and, back in the actual grind. And then you got the trains bringing over, you know, people like Drummond. So I just feel like Boston is the better overall team. And I think we talked about that, Jacob. I picked them to win the series.
I mean, you got guys like Al Horford going 20 and 15. So,
they won by a goddamn game winning layup.
Hey, Hawk, I think it was you last week.
Don't hate Hawk.
You only got to win by one?
Yeah, I'm just returning that same. I'm like Kyrie, I'm returning the same energy because they said, they only beat Cleveland because of, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. Speaking of rabbits and guns, look who in the building.
James Al Littles.
The czar. Littles definitely in the building. I'm talking about this fool right here. Unmute yourself, sucker. I'm on my 50 cent right now.
What's up, people?
Hey, Czar, what's happening tonight?
Hey, man, Celtics all day, man. Celtics all day.
What's going on, white man?
I'm chilling, man. You know what today is? 420. A bunch of y'all going to get fired.
We know you hate
job. Trying to smoke on a job.
Oh, Sam, did you light up?
I know his ass. As soon as he put them goddamn airplane wings on, I knew his ass lit up.
So, hold on. Let me say, matter of fact, because I missed this conversation earlier in the week. You are a big Chief fan with the Boston Celtics.
I'm a what?
You don't condone a big Chief.
Who said big fan. Chief? Who said that?
The Celtics. You were talking about how you
I didn't
Celtics,
say I was a fan of Robert Parrish. I said I knew of him. Come on, man. That's what y'all problem. Y'all be trying to put words, pause in my mouth that don't.
You didn't claim to be a Celtics fan.
Yes, I didn't say I was a fan of the Chief. I said I knew of the Chief. I knew of John Bagley. I knew Reggie Lewis. I knew all those guys. Not knew them, but I followed them, bro.
Now I see why you claim to be such a great athlete. Because
we ain't even had Twitter back then. How you following them,
bro? Okay, listen here. Okay. To follow someone, you don't need technology.
You didn't read
news.
You don't need technology, bro.
You weren't going to the library.
Look.
You didn't have a sporting news subscription.
I know, but you had the newspaper.
You won't go to the library.
You had the newspaper.
You were a damn liar.
You had the newspaper.
You had a helmet. Dog, you used to have a helmet on in school. You couldn't.
Oh, that was you. Speaking of school. Hold on. Speaking of school.
Y'all terrible.
Y'all school didn't even have AC.
Okay. What does that mean?
Hampton High.
What does that mean?
I'm not trying to go into high school again. I heard when we beat y'all in high school, Mike Smith turned off the AC at Hampton High to punish y'all boys. But
Did we have AC or didn't we?
That's another story.
You just said we didn't. Hold on, brother. You just said we didn't have AC. Now you're going to say our head coach cut the AC off when we lost.
Hey, man, that's another story, bro. Look, I heard y'all was running gases, then had to go to class with no AC. Mike Smith was that man.
Yeah, it helped too.
He turned the whole school off. He said, turn the motherfucking AC off.
Wait, Zar, where did you play in high school?
I played at Kickatan.
Kickatan.
Okay. Yeah, we right across the street from Hampton.
Y'all ain't across the street from us. Y'all way down the street.
I know we
across the street. Y'all like 12 miles away.
In the safe part of Hampton. We had no shootouts over there, Willow Oaks. Okay, we left all that.
We ain't Phoebus.
Hey, look, ask Kevin why he hates the name Crackertan.
What? I'm not using that word. I don't use that word. I leave that up to the real G.
Ask why he hates that nickname. Ask him why he hates that nickname.
I never knew y'all called it that. I would never disrespect the tan like that. I ain't never called it that.
Hey, yo, not to cut y'all off, but let's transition to the 76ers, Stephon.
Yes, sir.
Because he's a Sixers fan. Y'all go up 3-0 tonight, and why?
You got to ask that silly question. Why? I don't even want to talk about it. The series. Going to be too easy. It's no fun beating a dead horse.
I got to wrap this.
I'm looking. That wouldn't even make sense.
Beating a dead horse. What the hell?
We're going to sweep them. That's all. It got so bad. They started talking about Miami versus Sixers on ESPN today. They didn't even talk about who Miami playing or the Sixers playing them because they know it's going to be a sweep.
Well, let's talk about that. Y'all going to sweep them like Terrence swept that article up this morning?
And you played for the Philadelphia Soul? I'm trying to figure that out. Google says it was a lie.
And I said it was a lie. We're like, what are you talking about? I never agree with the article.
That ain't no lie. That's a whole truth because I did some more digging. There's another article out there, too, about you.
About me? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go post it.
They say they kept the files.
Article about what, though?
About your love of Barry Sanders.
Of course. That's what I got my number from.
So the article is true.
You told me because of Brian Dawkins.
Ooh, so the article is true. Got him.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but I got I wear number 20 my whole life because of Barry Sanders.
When did you wear number 20?
Well, a little league in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I play semi-pro, so I had number 22.
Yeah. Let him know, okay. Steph.
All right, I play
semi-pro.
Don't let them punk you, Steph. Say it with your chest.
Hey, my claim to fame, I play semi-pro at my Hawkins. How about that?
Your team better than the team he got in Jacksonville?
I play with Ahmad.
Who?
Yeah, I went out with Silverbacks for like 3 or 4 games. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Who did you just say?
I went out there.
What is your name?
Oh my man, God. You know my name, boy.
No, I'm asking Dr. Gurglemouth to repeat the name.
Like I said, that's my claim to fame. I got to play with the great ball hawk.
There you go. Playing with his nuts again. Here we go.
Hold on, dog. I forgot we're on Twitter Space and I can mute your little mark ass for that. Hey, man, don't do that, man. Why you keep coming at Stephon with the old tambourine man type style, bro? Chill out, man. Dang. Talking about somebody gargling. Come on, bro. This ain't Listerine.
Whenever he says your name, he says with great joy.
Oh my God, I played with the great Ahmad Hawkins.
I did not say it like that.
Yo, why do you hate me so much? You are overly gleeful over this man. You're like his man crush or something. Bro, you are overly gleeful when you are mentioned Ahmad Hawkins. I hate my name like that, dog.
It's not Ahmad Hawkins.
Who is Ahmad?
Oh, Lord. Zar coming for revenge.
No, I'm just saying, bro. It's just like, I don't know, man. When he says your name.
Who put him on quiet time yesterday? I can't remember.
Who? Zar?
Yeah, he made him quit and leave.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I had a bad connection, he hated bro. That. I had a bad. Today, I'm good.
You a damn liar. I kept muting you. You hated that.
No, I ain't hate that, bro. Look, I know him all.
Listen here, bucko. I'm in charge in this there sheriff's office. I know you used to working for.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. Carvana is in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. They even offer customizable financing so you can plan your down and monthly payments. To shop thousands of affordable vehicles 100% online, download the app or visit Carvana.com. Availability may vary by market.
For the man, because you had your badge on this morning. But when I say shut up, you shut up, okay?
He hate that.
That's a direct order.
No, bro, look. That holds no power over me.
Stuttering, dog.
Put it like this. The more Ahmad mutes me, Steven, the more I'm going to punish your ass, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you.
The one thing about me, I'm a grown man. You can't say that I already put you on punch you when you didn't want these hands. I'll put you on punch you when you didn't want these hands when you ran like a little bitch that you are.
It's punch, not pinch, okay?
Okay, so you ain't want these hands. You did not want these hands, though. You ran from his hands like you always do.
Let's go back to basketball.
I've already proven that he can't fight, so that's
what I know.
It's going to be not worth your time.
I know.
So the Sixers and Raptors.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And Raptors, so everybody in agreement that the Raptors probably win this one because what's his name? He can't travel. What's y'all little best wing defender?
Thibault.
Stephon.
Matisse Thibault.
The number from the Monopoly game.
Yeah. Exactly. No, Raptors not winning this game. It's going to be a sweep.
I got Raptors winning one of these
crazy
two.
On y'all tonight, man.
Did you say sweep?
Yeah, it's going to be a sweep.
Maybe a gentleman's sweep.
I got Toronto winning this game, and then the Sixers taking the next two.
No, I think it's going to be a sweep.
You guys are sweet. Well,
yeah, I got
Stephen A. So, Czar's like Stephen A. Smith. When he pick you, it usually ain't going to happen.
You need to pray for two. You need to pray for two things, Stephen. One.
Yo, it's Stephon, Jacob.
That Embiid doesn't need to twist his ankle. And,
oh.
And Harden don't pull his hamstring. If one of them two things happen, it's a wrap.
He just put bad juju on the Sixers for real.
That's because he don't want to see us in the finals. That's all it was.
I invited because if we see y'all in the finals, that means we beat Brooklyn and the Bucks.
I'm hoping y'all do that too.
Stephon said he hope you take care of the heavy lifting because he said hit this smash y'all. So he wants you.
No. I didn't say smash. Never said that.
Want us to check the files?
I said it's going to be a problem. That's what I said. I ain't say smash.
Well, that's the same thing. Problem?
No,
smash?
It's not. No, it's not.
You said they're going to get tax that ass, right?
No, I said it's going to be a problem.
Oh, so now if we play y'all in the finals, I say Celtics.
The Celtics is going to smash y'all.
I'm not worried about that. Definitely not worried about that.
You should be.
I'm telling you, you don't want that smoke. You don't want the Celtics smoke. You know that.
I want all the Celtics smoke.
It don't matter, dog. Bucks, Celtics, hey, Nets, y'all done.
Not gonna happen.
can you send me a picture of that article? Because I'm about to run down. I'm about to run down here and go put it on the T-shirt.
All right, hold up.
Y'all terrible.
No, I'm about to wear it on live tomorrow.
I'm going to have to hop on one of these lives. These sound interesting.
Yeah, it's in the morning around like 8:15 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Well, 8. I try to jump on at 8 because I'll be having meetings at 8:30.
So, back to old news. Guess what premieres tonight on Facebook Live, Ahmad?
Your favorite female goddess called Jada Pinkett Smith?
No, your favorite Tweety Bird having ass.
Hey, yo, leave her alone, man. She a saint.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Jada Pinkett.
She a saint. I heard Will Smith in some type of like... Damn, what is it? I'm having a brain fart. What is it called?
Illuminati?
No. Like when you going crazy, you get put in one of these facilities.
Sanitarium?
No. No
asylum?
No.
Like mental health facility? A psych ward?
Asylum?
Baker psych ward. I heard he's in a, I heard he was in a psych ward. Is a that psych true? Ward? Is
that no, he ain't on a psych ward.
I saw something, but I didn't know if it was true or not.
But I'm definitely watching this so I can rant and rave about her trifling.
What, does she comes on tonight?
Oh, he gonna have a legal pad out with plenty of notes.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing a soliloquy tomorrow morning.
Woo, go vocabulary, bro.
Yeah, you like that, didn't you, Czar?
He surprised me with that one. He surprised me.
Yeah, yo, dumbass.
And here, and
Kev,
and Kev, let me surprise you.
Yeah, we know you can say it, dog. That gap in your teeth is too much hair.
But hey Cam, let me surprise you with another word. Pontificate. That's all you do.
You say what? Pontificate?
Pontificate.
Pontificate?
Yes.
Oh, you went over my head with that one. It sounds like participate, but you faking like you want to participate. Is that what it means?
No. Hey yo, who else play tonight though? What's the next game? Because y'all, I don't know what y'all talking about. What's the next game? Hey.
Care pontificate means to cap.
Oh, Milwaukee. Will Milwaukee go up 2-0 over the Bulls? Yes.
That one's about to be a sweep too.
That's gonna be a clean sweep, yeah. That's gonna be a clean sweep.
I think. What's up with the subject though, man? Is Trae Young overrated? Did y'all talk about that already?
That was just
he's not one. Overrated, but he getting blessed this series. Like my goodness.
No, he is overrated.
No, don't get said started again like yesterday.
I say he's slightly overrated.
Overrated. He as advertised.
Right.
Nah, he'll pull up, but he takes some badass shots. This shit bad.
He take bad shots like Dame?
Dame, another one take bad shots. All of them.
Yeah,
take
you
bad
a damn
shots.
Lie. Shooting from the logo is a bad shot. If you said Steph
man,
is a bad
bro,
shot,
bro. How many times
Dame got a worse field goal percentage? Oh, he got a worse field goal percentage than Russ this year.
Mm-hmm. The only person who can say that ain't a bad shot is Steph.
It's Steph.
Yeah, he the only one that can say that ain't a bad shot.
Badass shots, man. I'm just bad.
Nah, he make more than you miss,
man. Trey, bro. Because everybody swarming down, Trey won't gonna be nothing in the NBA.
Oh, he's all right. He's good.
I ain't hold. He's exceeded right. expectations, to be honest, bro.
Everybody's saying he's going to struggle because of size.
I ain't gonna lie. That
playoff run he had last year, bro. If you saying he overrated, then if you saw the last year's playoffs, and you gonna say he overrated? Something wrong, man. That's hate.
Y'all
that's like
y'all see Kyle Lowry's ass last night.
That's Drew.
That nigga smoking dope.
That dude. He need to be slapped in the back of the head.
That's the worst slap ever.
Hey,
we got Wisconsin Midwest in the building. Talk about them Bucks, Wisconsin.
What up,
Bush?
You know, winner take all. That's a safe bet.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet.
Them Bucks.
On the low, low.
Hey, who would you rather see, the Nets or Celtics?
Me personally,
the Celtics.
I mean, you know, you got to respect those two. Those two savages, you know, that's one of the best tandems with Kyrie and KD. You know, they've been in the league a long time. But right now, I feel like Boston's a better team. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I feel like right now, I might lean towards it's the same, bro. It's the same. They both the same caliber.
So
because
if you had to choose one to play, who would you rather play?
I look at them both. I look at them both like the same because this why I say that, G, because like I feel like the Bucks, like this is my honest opinion. Like y'all can look at it from y'all point of view. I feel like the Bucks kind of figured out how to kind of play KD, like how like everybody try to observe how Giannis is. Like to me. Yeah, KD a better shooter, but to me, Giannis is more of a better physical specimen than KD. And like, but I feel like they peep KD. Like KD, you can stop him. Like once you got to beat him to his spot. You know what I'm saying? Like KD got bad angles, bro. Like it ain't no hiding that. So KD, how he gonna beat you? He wanna get to that spot. That's why they blitzing. And when you beat him to his spot, he gonna turn it over. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like the Bucks kind of figured out a way to kind of knock KD off as like Kyrie. That's holding up. Kyrie can stop on the dime. It's no stopping Kyrie. It's no stopping Kyrie. He can stop on the dime, but KD, he get all the glory, but he can kind of be stopped, bro, because he got limitations, bro. He got bad angles.
All due respect. I think y'all are a great team, but the only thing I don't agree with is that y'all figured him out, because he was a couple inches from kicking y'all out.
But,
last
but year. I'm just saying, look at how KD built, then look at Giannis, how Giannis built, bro. You can't see the difference in that, bro.
I agree.
Like, bro, that. Like,
I mean, you're right.
And then like,
so basically, Midwest, you said you kick Boston ass. You just worry about Brooklyn.
I look at him. Brooklyn got more experience. So I'm gonna say Brooklyn the big dog in that fight, right? Because they've been there, done that. I feel like Boston. They might get there, but then I feel like Boston they ain't got that experience. You know how it is when you get in the moment, my nigga. Like, it's good. It's all good until you get in that moment. Then when motherfuckers get in that moment, they don't play how they supposed to play.
We got some experience. We've been to a few Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about with Boston. Like, I feel like Boston just as good as a team, but I feel like they youth. Now, I ain't worried about Tatum. I ain't worried about Brown, because them niggas savages. I'm talking about the rest of the team. You know, like, niggas get blinded by the light, bro. Like, you are what you say. You are a superstar. Had no fear. Nigga, play. But, like, a lot of players get in that moment, bro. And they don't play how they supposed to play, bro. And that's how.
Hey, Wisconsin, Ahmad just trying to bait you to say you gonna beat our ass. He loves to see me score.
They're going right. And you're damn right, I did.
Hey, nah, man, it's NBA, man. Anybody capable, my nigga. Anybody, I ain't even gonna lie.
Hey, Wisconsin, man, what? My nigga, you talk your talk, man. The hell with them, man. You the Bucks, man. You smack you the one, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Let them know.
Hey, let them. Oh, Ahmad. How you Lakers doing?
I'm not a Laker fan. That's Bean.
I always get that mixed up. I don't know why.
Hey, but who are you a fan of? The playoffs are better without the Lakers.
I'm just a fan of. I'm a fan of play. I'm a Kyrie fan. I'm a Melo fan. Kyrie is savage. I'm a Westbrook fan.
That's why you got this sorry ass title. Nets will even series.
Yep. Damn stupid. And I knew you would show up and be all in your feelings, and it's going to sell tickets.
Oh, I'm coming right at you.
I'm getting used to this clickbait title.
Hey, hey, the nigga from Boston. I got to ask, what happened with Schroeder, man? Why y'all let Schroeder go, bro? He was balling.
Jacob, he asking you, Jacob. Why you let Schroeder?
What'd you say? Sorry,
I said, bro, what happened with that Schroeder situation? Why y'all let Schroeder go? Like, he was getting buckets, bro.
Yeah, he just he won't bout the team.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Nah, we doing better in all aspects after he was traded.
Hey, yes. Hey, something kind of wrong with him when he turned all that money down in L.A., right? I knew something was wrong. Hey, but he be getting buckets, though, on the court type shit.
Oh, yeah. He can score. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but they got old boy from, what is it, from the Spurs? What's his name?
Derek White. He's more of a he's just down for whatever the team needs, and that's what we need. Right.
Exactly.
All right, man, we got a couple more minutes before I got to go up in here. Got a track, high school team got a track meet, but let me see.
Where you coach at, Amon?
I'm coaching at Albemarle High School.
Albemarle, okay. Yeah. I got my whole family went to Albemarle.
Oh, where?
Yeah, I have a lot of family that, my whole family goes to Albemarle.
Oh, okay.
You've probably seen a few of my cousins.
I probably have, though, no doubt. They sell just fans too?
Nah.
what was I about to say though, man? Damn, I forgot what I was gonna say, bro. Go ahead.
You talking about Debo?
Who got a question? Yeah. What was that?
Did y'all talk about Debo?
Yeah, yeah. What you think? What's your thoughts about Debo, bro?
I mean, in a way, I don't blame him. You know, if they trying to shortchange him, but that man took all that beating and they want to keep rolling him out there playing running back, you know, slash receiver.
Yeah. Somebody tried to say it wasn't about money. Somebody said he was tired of playing running back and receiver. That he
it's always about money.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ahmad. I think best fit is Chiefs.
What they do.
But I think if he wants the money, he probably
is that overkill with Juju. I think that's a great statement. I think that that allows them to really free up Kelce even more because both of those guys will be featured close to Kelce. If that makes sense.
I mean, I take him over Juju.
Yeah.
Andy never feels like he has enough weapons.
Yeah.
He ain't going to KC, man. He going to KC.
I saw the Colts was on the list.
Yes.
Oh, now hold on. Do y'all see what Indianapolis is doing?
Yeah. Yeah, they got Gilmore.
They got McLeod. Yo.
Hey, they going so hard. I didn't even thought they brought Payne Manning back. That's how hard they going. Like,
they need to go ahead and tell Julio to talk to this old quarterback, have a reunion.
On what?
Andrew. Talk to Andrew. Hey, he's got Matt Ryan, though.
Matt Ryan.
That's they got Matt Ryan.
Tell who
Matt Ryan's not it. Cut it out. He is not it.
he ain't got to be, but so good. He's going to have all them weapons.
Hey, exactly. Look, he's going to have to lose the game.
I watched that man since 2008. Hey, he is not it.
Hey, look, you can say he not it, but K24 said he took their team to a Super Bowl. So he's something.
Okay, so what? So we giving him roses like Jared Goff as well?
But he needed a change in Atlanta, bro.
But you serviceable enough to at least I know I can at least get to a Super Bowl with you playing quarterback for me.
Hey, he didn't cost him that Super Bowl.
I got to throw it in there.
Hey, Jared Goff didn't cost his team the Super Bowl. Look where he
Jared Goff coached a good defense.
JG ain't never played at Matt Ryan's level though. Come on, bro. JG never reached Matt Ryan's ceiling. He never reached his ceiling. We added context. Was Matt Ryan the MVP of the league? Yes. Was Jared Goff? Hell to the no.
Well, I'm going by your original statement. Got him to the Super Bowl.
No, but I...
Yeah. Yeah, you man, right. that defense, but I'm adding context to the statement. It ain't like I'm saying Rex Grossman, because we know in context with Rex Grossman, he got there in spite of how he played.
Right. Yeah, that nigga Rex Grossman was horrible.
Just like your quarterback, you know, yes, what's his name? Brad Johnson that you hate.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the other one.
No, I ain't
going to say the other one because the other one pissed him off yesterday. I'm not doing that.
I never said I hated Brad Johnson.
Oh, you did? My bad, bro.
I said I got more respect for him than I do a privileged white man.
So, yeah. We ain't gonna lie on you, Brady. We lie on Stephon.
Don't say Brady. That's trigger.
Yes, Kevin. Tom.
Please
Brady.
Don't say that name.
What the hell, Tom? Brady, what the hell?
Yo,
come on, man.
Don't say his name.
Kev, Tom Brady is the epitome of white privilege. Cut it out. You know
he's not.
Here we go. See, you had to do it.
He's a seventh round pick that ran a 5.240.
I ain't trying to talk about 5.215.
That nigga slower than a limousine.
5.240.
My mama, Hummer stretch limousine, slower than that monster.
It's exactly what I wanted. Now, Kevin bringing the raccoon out of him.
No, I'm just saying, bro. I mean, bro, he was the savior of the Buccaneers, bro. Come on, man.
Next subject.
You had them ugly ass unicycle.
Hey, see, man, Zar don't, he don't follow direction, man. He's so insubordinate. That's why his ass stayed in ISBY, or in SIPS, as we used to say back in Hampton. He stayed in there when they brought him them little molded-ass cheeseburgers in the damn aluminum foil. You couldn't leave the seat, and you had to copy every page of the dictionary. That's where he lived at. As y'all can tell, he don't follow damn directions. We said, stop talking about the dude named TB12, and you want to keep talking about it and discussing it until you trigger said, then we all got to leave. Damn.
First of all, I was one of the few people that was
Listen, ain't no first of alls. Either you do what I say or I'm going to mute you. How about that?
You fake ass Martin Lawrence.
What I tell you about coming at me like that with successful people? It don't bother me, sucker.
Fake ass Keith Sweat.
And you still talking the whole time you muted. That's how dumb you is. Shut up. You are probably sitting in your room right now with your fingers in your earlobes talking about la, 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 like you're on Dumb and Dummy, you big dummy. Come on, Lamont.
There you go.
I'm gonna leave him alone, man. He in his feelings now, man. I'm gonna leave him alone, man. See, when he start doing
I'm throwing my badge around, sucker.
I know, bro. I know, because you know who the king of the castle is, man.
The king.
I know. Yeah.
Petty Hawk unlocked.
Did he actually show the badge?
He showed the badge.
No, he didn't. No, you did.
You said you was a crackhead today.
We said,
look, we got the Petty Hawk and we got the Cap'n Coon.
And we got the finance.
Hey Hawk.
What up?
Hey Hawk, give me 2 seconds real quick. Look, I'm going to get my
throat, man.
Yo, Cesar, just be quiet for 2 seconds real quick.
Hey Hawk.
Go ahead.
I pull in the gas station, right? And I walk in the gas station, right? And this guy, like 6'6", come up to me like, yo, no, you can't. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, yo, Hog, it's Vic. It's Big Vic. What's good?
It's Big Baby.
Big, whoa. Big bro, yeah, what up?
Hey, I'm good. I'm listening to you, Rosar, on my phone, and I hear it echoing. I said, man, who the hell is listening to Hawk right here in front of me? So he said, can I get some? I said, nah, you can't get it. Then he turned around, he's getting ready to swing on me. And I said, nah, it's Vic, man. So we dapped up, man. We listening to you right now. I'm about to jump on and get this conversation going, man.
Yo, that's crazy, dog.
Yeah, man.
What's the odds in that?
That's crazy too, cause all I hear is you roasting Czar, and I'm like, damn, my shit is echoing. And then all of a sudden, I look up, he and lie in front of me.
Steph, right there in front of us, and the words are Czar, quack mouth.
Did he wipe his mouth?
What y'all call him? Bullet nose? Also, that's what Say call him. Bullet nose.
All right, man. You too, Vic.
That's crazy, yo.
Hey, Stefan.
Hey, y'all niggas out here gang for real on my mama.
On my mama.
Your neck hurt staring up at Big Vic?
Hey, look, Mark, man. We're going to have to ask
Hey, you man, pause, man.
Does your neck hurt? Wait a minute.
Yeah, man. We're going to have to ask you to come with some better shots, man, because you kind of corny.
Who said that? Myron said that?
No, I said that, white man.
Man, who said that?
On his ass.
But you know Seth said that.
No, talking about the neck. Who said the neck? Who looking up at Vic in the neck? Who said that?
Myron.
I said it.
Oh, my God. Bro. We know this, but that was, bruh.
Yeah, we need an apology for that.
That was awkward. That's like one of them church awkward moments.
What you know about church?
Hey, bro, I'm going tonight. There's some fine women. There's some tight dresses on.
See, he going for the women. Look at you.
Czar, ain't you married?
He probably. Oh, no, he's not.
Now, we got an entanglement.
Oh, okay.
I'm not Will Smith.
You
worse.
You pastor in the way.
I'm just saying, bro. Church is where you meet all the women at.
Hey, Kev, we already know you allow a woman to put a battery in your back at any moment.
Bro. Church is where you find the women with the 401ks, the retirement plans. You know, if you're going to do something, you got to do something worthwhile.
You're going to church for the women. Don't mean nothing. Come on, bro.
If she got some good weed, that don't mean shit. She got to have a 401k.
You need to be going to church for Jesus. Don't be going to church.
I do. But the church, the women in church got high credit scores too.
I need something to get better. I need a new toolbox.
Wait, you were just bragging on your score earlier today.
Say again?
You were just bragging on your score earlier today when you were trying to coach up Sid.
Yeah, but you said, think about it. You can always improve. That, like Coach said, there's always room for improvement.
What's your scores, Zar?
725.
Oh, I got you beat.
Yeah. Oh, you got. Hey, what's up? Show me how. Hey, how can I get a higher credit score? Because they freezing me right now. My business account froze. I can't get my shit higher than that.
You get one of them. You get one of them. You get one of them credit cards, and you buy a tank of gas and pay it off immediately. Watch how fast your shit rides.
That's what it probably is. See, I wait till the end of the month to do it. Okay.
Okay. Back in business.
That's a good tip, though, bro. I'm trying to improve myself. That's all my net worth. That's
quickly payoffs is what I call it.
Yeah, I don't forget the Ball Hawk, Ahmad Hawkins Ball Hawk brand. They're thinking about financing.
Y'all niggas better than me, though, man. Y'all better than me, man. I get a credit card, nigga. I go max out tomorrow and throw that bitch away.
Oh, hell no, bro.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, y'all better than me, man. I go get me some of my motherfucking polo, all that. I'm gone, bro.
See, that's what I
gotta
do, bro.
Don't stop doing that, man. Just put 30% utilization on your card and you'll be good.
There you go, Sam. Don't use over 30%.
Yeah, that's where I went wrong, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to learn that like 6 years ago. So, yeah.
Also, don't have a million different credit cards. You need to have one consolidated credit card.
Yeah.
That's good.
I have a regular one, then I have a secured one, so.
Okay, I see that.
Secure what?
A secure credit card. You know what a secure credit card is, right?
I know. How did you get one?
A secure credit card?
Anybody can get one. Anybody can get a secure credit card.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Dr. Quackmouth, before you talk, wipe your mouth out, bro.
Yo, Vic just scared the shit out of me, telling the truth. Yo, he came behind me. He was like, no. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, man.
Yo, that nigga, Vic big as I don't know what, yo. I say, God you damn, I'm about to be in trouble.
Vic ain't big, man.
He big compared to me.
Me and Vic was looking eye to eye back in high school, man.
Everybody knows R is 8'11". Zara is 8'11".
Hey, bro, I'm 6'4", bro. About 260.
I swear your height changed every time we talk.
You are not.
Vic look like a normal, like a football player. You're not. You're probably like 5'8". Like a buck 20 or some shit like that, bro.
You are not.
What?
Zara, who'd you knock out this week?
Wait, what did you? You said you were how big in high school?
No, bro.
Say it again.
But still, if I was to see Vic, I met Vic back in high school. He wasn't that big.
When's the last time you saw Vic?
I don't know, bro.
Zar. Everybody needs to start writing down what height you were in each story because I want to see how many times that
hey, Jacob, even if you wrote it down, you played the video, he's still going to tell you you're lying.
I know.
6'4", 235 pounds in the ninth grade.
I'm writing it down. Pounds. Analytics here. I'm writing it down.
6'4", 230 pounds of white.
Just pure athleticism, man. Look, you know, we're not going to get into that.
Hey, yo, man, stop lying. Stop.
He said Zar was a machine.
Stop lying. Stop lying.
He was taller than you.
Hey, you. No, bro. Hey, no. For real, man. Look. Real talk. I saw Vic the first time. He was a little wide, but I mean, he was just as tall as him.
Man, yeah, but
you are a liar.
Vic was boisterous, though. He was like,
you are a liar.
Verbally aggressive.
Yeah.
Pass me the ball. Pass me the ball now. I said, goddamn.
You was getting mentally attacked by that nigga. He verbally attacked.
No, not that, bro. He would talk mean to his teammates. Hey, man, pass me the ball right now. Man, come on, bro. I'm like,
all right.
You know.
Hey, Wisconsin, you're talking to Zara, the guy who rocked Tito Ortiz.
That's right.
Or what?
He rocked his world. He grabbed him by
the neck. Hey, wait.
Got him out the way.
before Ahmad ends this cast, I do have a 5-minute story to tell.
Oh, here we go. All
right, so this y'all know I used to do security, right? So
change the title, Ahmad, to story time. Here we go.
And you can tag Jerome Bettis in this. Yeah, we're talking about the bus. Get on the bus, Gus. That's what we're talking about, Jerome Bettis. So we had a benefit event. Jim Furyk, Jerome Bettis, John Starks is there, Richard Dent, bunch of big wigs, Darius Rucker, all that. So I was in charge of actually showing Jerome Bettis around Jacksonville.
I wish I could see video right now so you can see every captain.
This is real talk, bro. This is real talk. So after Jerome Bettis came in, he said, "Hey man, where's the VIP at?" I said, "Hey, Mr. Bettis is up here." So he said, "Hey man, you real cool, man? Can you give me some chicken wings?" So we ordered some chicken wings for him. So after the club closed down, it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I said, "All right, Mr. Bettis, I'm gonna walk you to the limousine and this and that, and have a good night." Because he had no security with him. I was the security. He said, "Hey, big dog." And I had a couple of white dudes with me, too. He said, "Hey, big dog, come here." And all the security came over there to this limousine. He said, "Hey, man, I'm going to go to the strip club." All the white guys, "Oh, man, we can take the strip club." He said, "No, I want to roll with the brother that ordered me the wings." Yo. I said, "Who, me?" He said, "Yeah, you. Get my limousine." So we took off. There's this place called, I think you heard of it, the Silver Fox. We went down to the Silver Foxes on probably, I think, the northwest side of Jacksonville. Ain't the most famous part.
I spent some money in there. That's a good place.
Silver Fox, that bitch closed now. So I said, "Mr. Bettis," he said, "Call me Jerome." I said, "Jerome, you still want to get to this place?" That's what he called. He said, "Call me Jerome." I said, "All right, Jerome." You know, Jerome, first name, JB, basically. Whatever. JB, whatever you want to call him. So we went in there. So I talked to the management of Silver Fox and said, "Hey, we got a football player out here, but I'm just purchasing security." And they talking about, "Who is it?" I said, "It was Jerome Bettis." He talking about, "The bus Jerome Bettis?" I said, "Yeah, the bus Jerome Bettis." So we went through the back door. Now, the back door of the strip club of the Silver Fox is really the women's locker room. So we got first dibs on all the strippers. Now,
That's gang.
Yeah. The only thing about these strippers, the strippers in Jacksonville, the strippers in Jacksonville got stab wounds and bullet holes in them. I swear to God, bad little strippers.
He's not lying. Yo, I went to 3 Gator Bowls, man. Silver Fox is a death trap, bro.
It's a death trap. So he
it's
right
a
about
death trap. It's the dew. Hey, yo, it's the dew drop. It's the dew drop.
Oh, no, dew drop. Not the dew drop.
Why didn't you take him to the Gold Club?
He said he want to go to the hood.
The Gold Club is in the hood. What you mean? The Gold Club.
He said he want to go to the hood. That's the only strip club I knew. I didn't dabble in the strip club, but I didn't want to let him down. You know what I'm saying? So because of our relationship, we still talk today. I ain't want to drop that, but Jerome, I get a text from Jerome Bettis every once in a while. I say, "Hey, big dog, how you holding up?" I say, "I'm cool." But we went in there, man, ate chicken wings. That was my first time, and I'm not going to lie to you. When you eat chicken wings, don't rub on no ass. I'm serious, bro, because like the ass with the thong and the chicken grease don't smell good.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we over there dancing with the strippers and stuff like that, and the DJ. I think it was DJ Dr. Doom. I think he was DJing that night. But, man, it was a great time, man. The strippers now, they found out who Jerome Bettis was. They talking about, "Oh, can we all go back to, you know, to your place and have an orgy?" I said, no. Jerome said, "Come on, big dog, don't let me down." I said, "No, bro, I'm happily married. I got kids, and plus I was scared of getting burnt." You ever been burnt? Anybody ever been burnt? If you've been burnt, put a smiley face. Oh, everybody.
Hey, you know what, man? Hey, the worst thing that happened to me at a strip club was I had a stripper bitch dance on me, G. Now, I should have took note. Come on, nigga. While this bitch was on stage, right? You know how that one stripper get on stage, bro, and they be like, Man, get that bitch off stage. She look like she drunk, wasted or something, right? But anyway, bitch got off stage and shit. She came around with drinks and shit. So, you know, they be all, I put her to the side. She, you know what I'm saying? She settling in cozy. So, you know, we go to the, bro, she give me the lap dance. I get out that bitch. Yeah, I got period juice all on my motherfucking pants, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't noticed that shit till I got back home. like this bitch, bro, period juice all over.
That didn't happen to me before. A chick that had her period on me, so I know exactly where you coming from.
No, sir.
And it's like $100 pair of jeans I got on, too, though. I'm like, can't get it out.
Bro, when it happened to me, I had my Evisu jeans on.
And she played it off so, like, she was smooth with it, too.
I can't get down.
No, but you burnt, though. That's something way different.
Yeah. I was scared to get burnt, man. So I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, because my man, he got burnt back in the day. And he said it was like a damn flamethrower coming out of his dick. So I said, hey, bro, I can't. Now, he told me about it. I didn't want to experience that. So I always, you know, I stopped myself. So that was it. Like I said, ain't nothing crazy happened. Jerome Bettis, me and him, the strippers from Fried Chicken. It was a cool experience. Like
bro,
said,
I walked cool out guy. For five. I walked out for a minute, and we talking about razor blades out your piss hole. What is going on?
Jacob, you ever been burnt?
Hell no, bro.
I haven't either, but like I said, when people see, I did personal security for Jerome Bettis. We went to the strip club, and the girls wanted to go back and have an orgy and all that shit with the fried chicken and grease and all that.
Oh, you wasn't down for the cause, right?
No. I ain't had no flamethrower. No, sir. Can't do that.
I cannot say I've experienced any of that. So
yeah.
Don't plan on it.
But see, the thing about it is, I asked everybody in here, anybody been burnt? Everybody got quiet. See how everybody on mute now? I know somebody in here don't got burnt. See, I'm going to get off of this thing. See, man.
That's crazy. Hey,
Hawk, I appreciate you, man. I'm about to be out, man. I'll check y'all boys later.
All right.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.